so you can see how a real one works, which is just fine, only not quite as well as this one, which costs about $45. When I first got it, you know, came in from, you know, the people sent it to me, they said, we got another sucker, Mom, you know. Lady just paid another $45 for a saw, can you believe it, you know. And the first thing it said on the top of that paper is, put the saw between your legs with the teeth pointed toward you. And I said, that must be why you don't see a whole heck of a lot of musical saw players. That was a hard thing to do. And this saw has dulled teeth. You know, they did that. They knew I wasn't going to be sawing with a $45 saw. So it's not as bad, but it can still make you smart a little bit. But the real one, like I'll get out in a minute, that, I'll tell you, you wouldn't want to sneeze while you had that between your legs. I just tell you a little something about how you do it. I don't really know, but I really don't. But I know a couple things about it. I want to tell you too what I did. I had a problem. I was going off to play dulcimer. I was going off to do a little show in the Azalea Garden. I wanted to look like a lady, and I didn't want to worry about looking like a lady when I was playing the saw for you here. So I thought that would be good. My mother would be proud of that. So if anybody sees anything, now you know what it is that you're seeing. The key, I guess there are two keys to playing the saw. The one is that you have to have an S curve. This is very strenuous, by the way. This is hard work, playing a saw compared to playing a guitar or a dulcimer. You bend the end of the blade here, and then we've got this bend going the other direction. Thanks. So do you see what I mean by the S-curve? If I were only curving it this way, but when we get the double curve, the S-curve, that's where we hopefully get a little sound. Now, if you don't shake your leg, it sounds awful. And when you do shake your leg, the nice thing, besides that it has a little richer sound, is that, see, you never know exactly where that note is that you're trying to get. And so when you hear that that's not it, you just kind of, you know, just make it sound like, well, that's where you were going anyway. You know, where, how would you ever pull that off if you got that and just had to jump over to something else, you know? So it's, there are no keys. You don't have to know, you can't probably know what key you're even playing in. You do need to use rosin if you're playing with a bow. Rosin comes on a tree, so you certainly don't have to do like silly me. I mean, if I bought a musical saw, you certainly didn't think I was going to get my rosin off a tree, did you? I probably have it growing in my own backyard with little wooden things around it, and I went and paid $2 for it. When you would start, you might possibly, if you had a friend with a bow, You might start playing with a bow, but if you just got a saw out of your garage or something, you probably wouldn't have a bow. And you can just play by hitting the saw with a wooden spoon or a chopstick.
I've seen a person one time, just many years ago, they got it in the right hand and took their thumb and hit it. They could do it that way. It had to be a certain man that you could hit it with your thumb, but it was.
I wish I knew people who played the saw, and I put notices in the paper that I'd love to have saw players get together. I haven't got a single. Okay, I wasn't really, you know, trying to do a song there, but I was just trying to show you the way for you to start. You get an old saw that you've got. You don't need rosin. You don't need a bow. You didn't even have to put a paper towel on the end of your wooden spoon, but you can hear the music a little better. And it's easier. It's easier to start that way. Not just because it didn't require the investment, but also because it's easier to get the sound by hitting than it is by bowing. When you're hitting, you can hit the saw any place. If your bend is right, which you only find out by trying, you'll get the right sound. So you could hit it here, you could hit it here. If it's bent right, the same note will come out. But when you're bowing it, you have to be in a sort of narrow area that you don't really know where that area is. You just try and see. And then if you find it, you forget. So that the next time, you don't necessarily get it right. And you can play it just great one time, and the next time you have no idea what's different, and it just sounds like a cat is being murdered. It's really something. But the nice thing is that it is so interesting that it doesn't seem to matter. No matter how bad it sounds, somebody will listen for just a little while, but they'll listen. This is my son's song. Let's try orally. I'm really happy. When I was playing the guitar in the dulcimer earlier this afternoon in the Azalea Garden, Greg came up and spoke to me, and he plays the saw, and I never met him before, but he brought his saw. Would you just like to show us a little something? For one thing, it's got the most beautiful case, probably of any saw in the Western world. You could break into his car to seal that and find out you had a saw when you were finished.
That's one of the mistakes I think I might have made. Making a nice case.
Because then somebody's going to expect that you're good. Yeah. That's one bad thing.
Don't expect that.
Okay, come and do something for us, Greg. Want to use my bow?
Oh, I have my own bow.
Okay. It doesn't have a separate case for it. Another
view. I have a serious craftsman. I have this capo. It never seemed to do me very much good, so I'm not going to use that right now. And I'm not going to try to steal the stage. The only song that I'd like to try and play is from the musical Cats, Memory. I don't know the whole tune, so I'm going to have to kind of cut it short. So here we go.
Something is coming up right here after us in a minute, but if so, if anybody wants to, we can go off to the side and you could take a turn with a wooden spoon on my, this still has its price, $9.50. This one I paid $45, counting the rosin and the case, but not counting the bow. It was quite a crisis to decide whether to buy the world's cheapest bow, which is $30, that's what the guy in the store told me, whether I really loved the saw that much. I was already feeling like pretty much of a fool to have put all that money into something that sounded like I was torturing animals on the property. Okay, now I have never seen this before, but this is Daryl's. This is Daryl's, the park manager's saw, and it was obviously meant for either someone who loved comfort to build something with, you know, or else it was made to be played. That's my theory. And Daryl says he can play the musical saw a little bit, but he's not been able to play this one. So let's just see, and then we'll do Danny Boy on the other saw. I have a feeling if you can't play it, I probably can't either, but let's just see. Looks wonderful. It looks like it would have such a big range. It feels real good. Feels more flexible than mine. It's a little sharp here on the end. Let's just... Okay, we can hear that it has a very rich bass when we get something out of it. I'll put some rosin directly on the saw, maybe that'll help. And then maybe it just won't. Maybe. But you could probably sell it to somebody else for the same price. The low notes are hard for musical saw, for any musical saw, so oftentimes you might find you started the song a little too high and a little too low, and move the song up so that it'll be able to get those low notes. I think probably the difference between a good musical saw player and somebody who just plays a little bit is that you can get those low notes on. What key were we going to do, Danny?
We were
going to
do it in G.
May I hear you first? Person like me, there's an awful reach there. I wonder how long it is. Maybe 30 inches? Because mine, I believe, is 24. Oh, yes. Yeah, maybe 32. Something like that. Do we have a time pressure? You have next thing? Well, we don't. Sure. Well, we wouldn't need any amplification or anything anyway, but if anybody would like to try a saw, I can show you how to do the S curve. That's the important thing. And you can just experiment with hitting it a couple of hits and just see how that sound comes out, and then you'll know if it's something that you want to fool around with at home or if you want to try with a bow. I would like to know, yes. Wow. We came to the right place.
Isn't that in rods or something?
Like no, but it's also a busted.
So how could we see?
It was over 18.
It was shedding. Yeah, mine is, I believe, 24.